Cliff, hello.
I love how close you got to the camera when you said that. Like, you went from like being normal sized Heather to like, this is Heather from the like eyebrows to the bottom of her lips. It was great.
Supersize me, yes.
Yes.
So I just got home from a shopping trip. I spent almost my entire stimulus check on a snowblower because I'm expecting 8 to 12 inches tomorrow here in lovely Des Moines, Iowa.
How big of a snowblower is that?
It's pretty, I mean, it's a $600 snowblower, basically.
Dang.
And it can handle up to 13 inches. So I'm feeling confident at my 8 to 12 inch predicted snowfall that we will handle it. It's electric, which I like.
Good
for the environment. Yeah. So the rechargeable lithium ion batteries. So I'm very excited about my new toy.
That's cool.
Also made an impulse buy at PetSmart, which... This is one of those little like, hey, if you forgot to buy a Christmas present for someone, just a heads up that this cool thing exists. At PetSmart right now, much like at Target, they have AC/DC dog hoodies. So you can go to Target and buy an AC/DC like human t-shirt, which is kind of funny that you can pick that up at Target. But at PetSmart, they have Back in Black AC/DC dog hoodies, which I just got one for my dog Mocha because it's cold here. He loves to wear clothes to go outside. He will not go outside if he doesn't have at least a sweater on. And I saw that and I was like, $16. If you know somebody with a dog, you didn't do Christmas, but you wanted to get them something, that's a really cool, easy gift to pick up.
Two questions. Well, maybe a question and a story. First of all, do you have like little shoes for your dogs?
Mocha has boots and we used to wear them when I lived in an apartment and they salted the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. He doesn't wear them right now because I have the dog safe salt and we have a backyard. But it was funny because when I lived in Omaha, he would not go outside until I put his boots on. And now he won't go outside until I put his sweater or his jacket on. He is adamant about being protected and warm. It's adorable.
When I lived in Park City, Utah, which is very, very high in the mountains, so it's like 7,000 feet, and so it was regularly like 0 or -10. It was cold. You'd have to put them on the dogs because of the pads of their feet would freeze.
Yeah.
And both my dogs hated them with a passion. They did that thing where you put them on and they like try and like stand up but not have any of their feet on the ground. It's worth putting shoes on your dog, even if you just do it once, to see them try and walk with shoes on. It's so funny. I love it so much. And my second thing is, so the place I went to high school, our school colors were black and white, or black and gold, I guess. And so, like, our unofficial school song was Back in Black by AC/DC, which means
that...
Oh,
awesome.
No. In the 4 years I went to high school there, I heard that song 137,000 times, probably. And if I never hear AC/DC ever again, I'm absolutely okay with that. Like, it's fine. Because I heard him enough. That's what I'm saying. So,
well, I'm in rock radio, so we play AC/DC a lot. And AC/DC has a new album now, so new music. So we're going to be playing AC/DC extra a lot right now.
They have a new album?
Yes.
Didn't they, like, retire and stop touring? And, like, I thought, like, the lead singer almost died. No?
Listen, AC/DC is like Jesus Christ. Comes back from the dead. It's fantastic.
Interesting. I did not know that. It makes sense now that you say it. Like, the ties between Christianity as a whole and AC/DC. It's there. Makes sense. Absolutely makes sense.
Thank you. Well, yeah. You know what's funny? Not to be sacrilegious, but...
I think we've crossed that line already, so it's fine.
Well, this is a Christmas podcast, so what else are we going to be? normally we don't go in this direction, but it was funny because I'm on the air the other morning... we do a live morning show. We talk about maybe 20% of what we're going to do on the air before we go live. And my co-host asked me if I knew what the first meme ever was. And I actually know what the first meme ever was. It's Jesus Christ on a cross, because a meme is just something that is culturally spread, and it's a sign or a symbol that is spread among people, and it becomes this phenomenon. So Jesus Christ on a cross was literally the first quote unquote meme. I mean, everybody thinks about like that winning kid or whatever, you know, whatever the original meme was in the terms of the internet. However, but I said it on the air and he was so offended. I mean, he was so offended, like, how dare you? And I was like, no, actually, that's the answer to the question. Like, that is the answer to what is the original meme, Jesus Christ on a cross. Well, and it's not me being even secular. It's just factual.
To flip that, do you know who invented the word meme? Who, like, invented the name meme?
I do not. Please tell me it was, like, Jonah Hill.
It was Richard Dawkins, who is mostly, well, he's a famous scientist, but is also famous for being like the face of new atheism. So like we just bring it all together. Yeah.
There you go.
In his book, The Selfish Gene, I think he invented the name meme. So there you go.
Merry Christmas.
Yes. You learn all sorts of things here. Weird, weird, weird stuff. But that's where we are.
Cliff, you are going to tell me about some Christmas stuff, and then I'm going to circle back and we're going to talk about Clubhouse, which is the newest, latest social media craze. Yeah.
Heather's very special. She is there are not many people that have access to this thing. She's trying to like be like super chill. Oh, like I have access to Clubhouse. And I'm like, oh, so that means you're very, very special and part of a very small group. I think that's great. So first of all, I'm going to tell you, like, so today, January 25th, right? I still have my Christmas tree up because every year it is a struggle to whether you leave your Christmas tree up. Well, whether we take our Christmas tree down or just turn it into a Valentine's Day tree. And this year we're gonna take it down next weekend. So it'll be down before we even actually probably officially hit February, which is, you know, like it has crept its way into February a few times. But this year it'll be officially down in January, mostly because I need to like get to my TV to set some things up that I got for Christmas that I haven't been able to do very well. So it's kind of annoying. But anyway, long story short, I did run across an article though that actually is advocating for leaving your Christmas tree up as a Valentine's Day tree. And according to them, if you go to the dollar store right now, there are so many like super, super cheap Valentine's Day things you can buy, just like heart decorations, heart garland, heart paper cutouts, that you can make a very, very, very good Valentine's Day tree for like $20. Maybe spend like another $20 on Amazon buying some like red and white, you know, Christmas bulb. You can probably get them on clearance. You know, they're probably cheap right now or cheaper than they were like in October. And so what I'm advocating for, Heather, is people not taking down their Christmas tree and instead putting it up as a, leaving it up as a Valentine's Day tree. What do you think?
I think if you have an artificial tree, 100%.
Very... Excellent point.
I think if you have a real tree, you need to get on it. If you have a real tree and it's still more up, messy. Yeah.
I will always say that I've always had, I've always left my trees up longer than I probably should because I like the lights more than anything. Mm-hmm. Like I really like how they kind of just like brighten up my living room. And I've had a real tree in the past, and that's the worst thing you can ever do when you have a real tree is like that walk of shame. Like, especially like I lived in apartments for years, where you're taking your Christmas tree down like January 21st, every single time you look at it, it loses like 150 needles, but you have to take it all the way from your like second floor apartment down the stairs, two blocks away to the dumpster to throw it away, and all there is just needles, needles, needles. By the time you get to the dumpster, all you're holding is like a twig that, you know, has a bunch of branches on it. All the needles are in the like two blocks between your front door there. But then you have to clean them up too because people know where you came from. Like they go right back to your house. They just have to follow them. So yeah, you're probably right. The fake tree is probably the right way to handle that. So anyway, I'm going to tell you one more thing too, because I ran across this and thought it was interesting. So Candace Cameron Bure, you know who that is. She's like the
I do. She's really fun on Instagram, and she tricks me into falling into her web of like fun dances with her daughter who looks just like her. But then But then all of a sudden she smacks you with a bunch of religion and you're like, oh, right.
I had such a crush on her when Full House was on TV, like back in the day. For similar reasons, she's not exactly my jam these days, but that's fine. Like, she can do her thing, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But she is like the princess of Hallmark movies right now, right?
Yes.
And she was recently interviewed and said that Christmas movies are harder for her to film than any other TV show she does, any other movie she does. And do you know why? Like, guess as to why Christmas movies are the hardest thing to film, because the answer is not what I thought it would be.
I'm gonna guess that you're cold a lot because there's snow all the time, and or you're hot wearing clothing that is really warm when it's hot outside.
Yep, that's exactly right.
It is.
It's never too cold. It's always too hot. She said, like, for example, they were filming a movie called Holly and Ivy in Utah in August, and having been a person who lived in Utah in August, like, it is regularly 100 degrees in Utah in August, and she said it was terrible. You'd be outside, you know, in a big coat, wearing gloves and a hat, and having to pretend that it's cold while all this fake snow is around you, and it's 100 degrees outside. So she said it was extremely difficult. I thought that was kind of interesting, that the hardest part would just be that it's not cold. It's absolutely not cold. So, all right. So I've talked about Christmas. Tell me about why you are a famous influencer.
I'm not. If you go, you're on Twitter, Cliff.
I am. I tweet a lot. Don't go look me up. I mean, okay, you can, but no one else should.
If you're on Twitter, there's a Clubhouse page on Twitter right now. And you can sign up for Clubhouse now, and you can secure your username. And then whenever they get to you in line, you can start using it.
Nice.
It's a social media app that is based around real conversations. It's audio, so you're not getting all of the confusion when someone posts words on a screen and those words are taken in the wrong context. You've eliminated that. You've eliminated the ability for people to be those angry keyboard warriors, like typing things and then just leaving and causing trolls, basically. You use your real name. They suggest you use your real name. You connect with people that you either know or they're friends of friends. So you not only connect with people, but then you connect in rooms. Like earlier today, I was in a room and it was quite simply, what do you believe to be the best movie of all time? And there were like 10 people in that room. And it was really fun just to kind of, I was just voyeuristic, like just listening. I didn't want to talk. Last night, I was being a voyeur in a room with like 15 people and Gary Vee, who is this entrepreneur. He is behind a lot of the Super Bowl commercials. He's this giant dude. So it's kind of fun. I'm following people like Jared Leto, who, as we know, is an actor. He's also in 30 Seconds to Mars. He's I find him to be very interesting. And then, you know, there's a few little celebrities on there. What is the guy from The Office's name?
Dwight?
No.
I've never seen The Office. He's the only character I know, so.
Okay. Well, I'm following one of the guys from The Office, but I've only been on Clubhouse for 5 days, and it's just so delightful. Essentially, I'm just finding people that I know or that I like, and then I'm going to their page and following the people that they follow that I like, because like you said earlier, not everyone's on it yet. It's still in this beta test phase, but I'm finding it very exciting for live podcasting purposes.
Yep.
Because essentially you get on there, you do a podcast, but you have that beautiful interactivity with people that want to listen and then ask questions later as you're going. It's not something that lives forever. It's like podcast theater. You know, so, it lives in the moment.
So explain, when you're on it and you're in a room, so you're not like recording these and posting these. These are actually like a live virtual chat room where everyone's talking at the same time?
No. So the creator of the room will give you permission to speak. So you raise your hand if you want to speak, and then you wait until you're called upon. So it's like step one, if you want to speak, is to raise your hand. And then they will confirm that they will have time to put you in. And so far, everybody's always had time because everything's been very small. I imagine when this thing gets giant, like you'll have to sacrifice some of those speaking moments because some of the rooms will get bigger. But you raise your hand and then they essentially enable your microphone. And then when they call on you, you unmute your mic and you talk, and then you mute your mic and then other people talk. And it's been really, really fun and interesting. I have not spoken yet on it, but I'm just getting really excited to find rooms where I want to contribute.
Yeah.
Right now, I've just been enjoying listening, and I haven't been on it very long. But so far, it's been a very nice, safe, happy place, unlike some of the other places on the internet right now.
I mean, just give it time.
Right.
That's really interesting. Like, I do see that as being kind of a cool place to go do a podcast or like interact with a fan base where people could ask you questions. That's a really I didn't realize that's what it was. That's a really cool kind of concept. It's interesting to me too how something like that could have sprung up now. Like the pandemic is the perfect place for that, where we can't go anywhere and we still kind of crave that interaction with other people, but it's hard to find a place where you can all like, yeah, you can set up a Zoom meeting, but that's not really quite the same thing. It's interesting because that's actually how my kid and all his friends communicate. They use a platform called Discord, and literally it's like almost like a party line. Do you remember like back in the, I mean, I'm not that old and you're not that old, but we've seen movies where, you know, back in the day people shared a phone line.
Yeah.
And it's like that, where him and all his friends just have like an open mic into a chat room and they just like come and go all day. So like he'll finish with school, go in and get into this chat room, and there's already three people in there talking, and they just talk all day back and forth in essentially an open chat room, kind of like that, but with less, you know, less controls over who can talk and who can't. But that's a really interesting idea. I like that. When I get famous and get my own account, we'll do a live podcast on it. It'll be great.
There are more unfamous people. I don't know what phase that I joined in.
Sure.
I know it's new, but there are more unfamous people than famous people that I see. The people, I mean, unfamous as in, like, I've never heard of them.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of influencers and, like, social media famous people right now. So it's interesting.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
You'll get on it soon enough, and we will podcast potentially in the future from there.
What a cool thing to do. Like, that's really interesting. That's really interesting. I don't know if it is the guy. I don't know if it was the guy you're talking about, but the guy who plays Dwight from The Office.
Rainn Wilson.
Yeah. Do you remember talking about Cameo? Like, it was one of the very first things we talked about, like, 2 years ago, probably. This year, Rainn Wilson was the top paid Cameo person. He made over $1 million on Cameo. It's pretty cool.
I believe it.
Right?
He's pretty awesome. I would have been tempted. I haven't pulled the trigger on Cameo yet. I know that we've suggested it so many times for a gift item. But it's been funny because it's weird because when I see someone that I know someone would love, they're either really expensive and I don't want to spend that much money on that person. Mostly because it's awkward. It's awkward if you spend $300 or more on someone that you only know a little bit.
Yep.
Or, you know, the right person, the right thing, and then they're just too busy to do it. Sometimes it's like you've got celebrities that have a 48-hour turnaround, but then it's like, oh, this person you have to book 2 weeks in advance, and then I just kind of forget about it.
I think I'm still absolutely fascinated by it. Like, I've never done it either, but like the idea of it is so interesting to me. So I don't know.
Yeah.
It's cool. It is very cool.
Also something fun to watch. I just saw A Promising Young Woman on demand, and I suggest that movie, from a chick flick perspective. I mean, it's much better than the average chick flick. It's not a comedy. It's a drama. It's a little dark. But it has an excellent last three quarters of the movie. And I spent $20 to watch it on demand, and I found that to be worthwhile. So highly recommend that. Not Christmassy, but again, in the spirit of gifting yourself something, I would suggest that movie.
Also not Christmassy. Did you see Soul yet?
No.
It was released on Christmas, which I think makes it count. It's on Disney Plus, and it is spectacular. It's the newest Pixar movie. It is very, very, very good. So it was the highest grossing movie over Christmas. So check that out.
Wow.
Don't watch Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman was trash, but Soul is very good.
I did watch Wonder Woman. And my favorite parts of Wonder Woman are the beginnings on both movies because I like that Amazon
stuff.
I want that to be the whole movie.
Yeah,
it's so frustrating to me because I'm like, I want to watch the crazy Amazon women do crazy Amazon woman stuff and ride horses and shoot arrows that are on fire through things. And why can't that be the whole movie? I don't care about the real world.
I would definitely watch more of that. Definitely. That movie was an hour too long, though. But Soul... chef kiss. It was good. Very good. Right. Before we're done now, right?
I think we're done.
Before we say goodbye, I'm going to invite everyone to go like our Twitter account. We are almost to 450 Twitter followers, which is, I love those round numbers, those big, big round 450. 500 is a number too. Go to twitter.com/WeSoXmas and follow us there. It would make me personally very happy. That's the gift you can give me for our January Christmas anniversary. Only 11 months.
We forgot something. We forgot to say hi to Jane, Jamie, and Brooke.
I'll say hi to Brooke.
She's Sally.
My lovely mother.